Hi, this is Pastor Timothy Apple of Faith Lutheran Church in Godfrey, Illinois, host of Sharper Iron here on KFUO. Thanks for being a regular podcast listener of the program. We are starting a series on Sharper Iron called The Fifth Evangelist. Now, if that title sounds familiar, it is because we have used the title before. We are returning to the prophet Isaiah. Previously, we studied the last 27 chapters of his book. Those were particularly fitting during the seasons of Lent and Easter. Now, we are turning to the first 39 chapters of Isaiah, which are particularly fitting during the seasons of Advent, Christmas, and Epiphany. Remember that Isaiah's ministry was extensive. He tells us that his proclamation of God's word intersected with the reigns of four kings of Judah, Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah. During those reigns, God's people witnessed monumental changes politically and economically. What they might have considered the good old days came to an end. The people of God at that time seemed to be a small fish in a big sea, particularly when considered next to the rising world superpower, mighty Assyria. What hope was there for puny Judah? Isaiah confidently preached to those kings and to the people alike that they must put their hope in the Lord alone. There is no strength to be found in man. Where such trust was misplaced, Isaiah preached fiery words of condemnation and repentance so that all would look only to the Holy One of Israel for their salvation. Salvation is exactly what the Lord has. Isaiah is rightly called the fifth evangelist. He so clearly proclaims Jesus. In this first part of his book, Isaiah especially proclaims Christ as Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus is the child born to us. He is the Son given to us. The Spirit rests upon Jesus, for Jesus is the shoot from the stump of Jesse, and Jesus rules over God's kingdom of justice, peace, and righteousness, now and forevermore. Join us over the next couple of months to study Isaiah 1 to 39 and hear the good news that Isaiah proclaimed 700 years before the first Christmas. Jesus is born, crucified, risen, and ascended for you.